Welcome everyone to the afternoon session. Go ahead. Welcome everyone to the afternoon session. Hopefully everyone had a good lunch. First talk of the afternoon is Accelerating 3D Indoor Space Construction from Point Clouds with Deep Learning by Weijie Chu.
Nice to meet you. My name is Weijie Chu. I'm working in the AIST Data Platform Research Team. Today, I will introduce our developed titled Accelerating 3D Indoor Space Construction from Point Clouds with Deep Learning. It is an approach related to how to make 3D model easily and quickly. The presentation will be conducted in follow orders. I will introduce our principal process and then show the demo of our system. To construct 3D models from point cloud data, we generally generally follow the steps. First of all, we need to segment the data from low points, and then we need to make surface and alignment them each other. Actually, it is performed using manpower, so all tasks involve the very high time consuming and labor extensive. So we think how to improve the process to quickly and easily. So we are starting the project to automatically generate the 3D model from low point. Before we start, we need two pieces of background. First material is point cloud data. Point cloud data is a set of data points which is reflected real world by 3D scanning. The important things is point cloud includes geometry information, color, intensity, and several features and so on. Especially, we use the geometry information of point clouds to constructing 3D models. Second material is CTGML. CTGML is the most important thing in our process because we are using the CTGML to express our 3D models. CTGML is an open data model and XML-based format for ingesting, exchange, and stored digital 3D models of cities. The aim of development of CTGML is to reach a common definition of the basic entity attributes and relations of a 3D city model. We are implementing the building to express the indoor 3D models. The building is multi-scale model with 5 well-defined consecutive levels of detail. We are creating a 3D indoor model by implementing the levels of detail for structures. Levels of detail four is architectural models of indoor environment. So we defined our relationship between feature and geometry to make each element of LD4. So now we know that the point cloud has geometry information, and we can't create a 3D model to define the relationship between feature and geometry. So we make the process architecture for things out. It is the express process for building 3D indoor models. In this process consists of three parts of functions. First function is semantic segmentation for classify segments from point. And second one is polygonization to construct polygons from points. Last one is featureizations to map between the semantic features and surface. We use the open source to each process, deep learning and point cloud library and 3D CTDBs. So as a result, we get the 3D indoor models following CTGML. Now I will explain the detail of each functions. First function is deep learning for semantic segmentation. Deep learning can help to analyze massive point cloud data in terms of classification, clustering, segmentation, annotation, and so on. PointNet is popular open deep neural network for analyze point cloud data. We use the PointNet to segment indoor components such as walls, ceiling, windows, and so on. Using the building parser data from Stanford University to test our system. In this progress, we make the semantic information of point cloud. Now, next process is polygonization by PCA. We made a semantic information, so we create the surface from semantic segmentation result. Using the geometry and semantic information of point cloud, PCL is the open source project for 2D, 3D image and point cloud processing. It contains a numerous states of the art algorithm. We're using the Landsec algorithm to extract the plane to separate all semantic information. Last function is featureization by 3D CTDB. We have geometry and semantic information, so we are mapping the geometry and semantic information using 3D CT schemas. We use the 3D CTDB to deal with the CTGML for constructing 3D indoor models. 3D CTDB is free geo database to store, represent, and manage the virtual 3D CT models on top of a standard special relational database. Database schema implements the CTGML standard. Special relational database schema for semantic 3D CT model. Now, end of this process, we can create the CTGML for our 3D model using the 3D CTDB. We are encoding each feature with geometry following CTGML architecture. As a result, we get the CTGML, 3D models of CTGML. However, there are some challenges during this process. First challenge is simplification. Semantic segmentation do not consider a surface geometry. It means classifying all points which are same labels to the one semantic, like this feature. So we need to separate points following each surface geometry, like like a second feature. Simplifying surface to extract the feature point using the LensTech algorithm to make the intersection line between each surface. We try to find an intersection point between each intersection line to make a feature point. But we have also different problem in this process. It is the missing the intersection line. There are some incomplete parts from the scanning task, so we cannot make a perfect surface because of missing point, like a second picture. We creating a plane of surface by using the intersecting planes. We are generating a bounding box following a surface outline, like last picture. We are making the planar surface using the bounding box. Last challenge is topological derivation. Feature must be represented as holes within the closed wall in the CTGML. We are considering features such as windows and doors in this project now. We need to find the position of feature where it is attached, like second feature. We try to find the intersection point between wall surface and bounding box of door or window. And then add the intersection point of feature to the wall surface which is matched, like as third feature. Now we are. I show the demo video. Our processes. We used the point cloud data from the Stanford University. It's the best, so we used separate the LensTech algorithm using the polygonization PCL to make the point each surface to information, and then we visualization the three CTDBs, like wall surface points and each indoor models, and then encoding the visualization on the three CTDBs. And we can find the the export to CTGML. We can visualize of the 3D models. Comparing between the low point data and second one is our pinced out result. So conclusion is that it automatically changed the set of process that had been done manually and produces the result, generating approximately models even if they do not match it perfectly. So currently we can just convert to simple models, but you joined our pinced out project, we can make the more detailed buildings. Our future work is need to processing not only plane but also curved surface and complex scaling representation and convert spatial reference systems. So thank you for attention. Thank you. you have any questions?
Question about the last slide. You mentioned about converting SRS, spatial reference system. What do you mean about by conversion of spatial reference system? Do you mean that there are some kind of reference points on the model which you would like to convert to well-known SRS?
Yes. And because the Stanford University data doesn't have the SRS codes, so we make the once reality size, we can change the reference code. Change the.
But this SRS is based on the reference points directly on the model, or by the reference point as the point of the scanner where the scanner is placed. What's the technology of getting those points? Okay.
I'm not working with you, but I know that problem. So if you want to, you have to define some control point matching with that model with the absolute reference system. Then we may convert using, for example, Auchin transformation or any other transformation algorithm.
Okay, and from which tools in PostgreSQL, which tools do you use to store point cloud data? In Postgres, because you store the data, point cloud data in Postgres, yes, as I understood.
So could you say again?
I'm not. Where do you store point cloud data? And which structure in files on Postgres database?
Of Postgres database,
okay.
Yes.
Just to store the point cloud data in Postgres database, yes.
Yes.
Okay. So did you write all of those procedures by yourself, or do you use open source tools?
We are combined
Okay, and which other kind of tools do you use to store point cloud data in Postgres database, which are widely known and accessible as open source?
We are developing that.
Okay, so you are the co-creator. Nice, thank you very much.
You talked about point cloud segmentation.
Yes.
Using the
pointnet, yes.
Is it possible to do transfer learning in order to add classes to? How the training data looks like and how you label that data?
Actually, we need to make the training data. We manually label.
But how do you label it? Because it should be a cluster of points in the other. Right?
Yes, we have the tool to annotate the label.
What's the name of that? And if you have, for example, a cluster of points representing a chair or a table, how do you segment, like in the first place, how do you segment only that amount of points in order to label it? How do you first get data for labeling, or are you just doing a lot of scanning and then you are cutting a piece of the point cloud and you label that?
Actually, as you know, it's very time complex task, I mean, by manual. So, the process time of the annotating is based on the also deep learning. So, we just print the deep learning, get the result from the network, and then we just revise.
example, if you want to find chairs, yeah, you need 1,000 chairs.
I know that it depends on the model.
For example, in images, you take the images, you do a square, and the label, and so, but it's, you can understand how you can do it in 1,000.
Yes, that's really good. Yes, very interesting. Even though we, our program is very highly dependent on more than bugs, we need to apply on device the features from the model that is not bad. So that's why we consider Zebra's test to verify the features.
Well, that's all the time we have for questions. You can talk a little bit afterwards.
All right.
Let everyone get to the next session. So thank you for your presentation, Major.
Thank you.